Welcome to Soul-Led Living. I'm your host, Nikki Novo. I created this podcast so that you can hear, trust, and follow your intuition. Every week, I drop two episodes packed with intuitive messages that your divine team is dying for you to hear. So get your heart ready to receive exactly whatever it is that you are meant to receive. Let's do this. Who's ready to double numbers in business? You are. And this could be any number. This could be, I would love to double my Instagram. I would love to double my money. I would love to double my email subscriptions. Pick a number in the business. And we're going to talk about how to double that. This feels like a manifestation episode for sure. I have been hearing for a bit now that manifesting is changing as we know it. It hasn't fully like downloaded with me yet. So I don't have all the answers yet. But this made me feel like this is a type of manifestation. Like we're going to manifest this, which means that we're not doing it through this like linear physical plan, that there's an energy shift to it. But what we know as manifesting, or like some of the techniques we've been using to manifest, are no longer working, or it's like just like not really the way anymore. So I feel like we're going to get some manifesting tips in this one for sure. But in general, it's fun to bring a number forward and just pick one number. I know you're going to be like, well, I want to pick all these numbers, but let's just pick one and let's see what you receive. Overall, the theme is this doubling of number is going to come from some sort of simplicity plus also a focus on being attractive. And I don't mean like physically attractive, but it's like, this is magnetic. I want to be part of this. This is drawing people in. So it's a combination of it being like very easy, very simple, like not complicated, plus super magnetic, super attractive, like drawing me in. It's those two things. If that's the only thing you take from this episode, that is the theme. But let's get into our five messages. Message number one, I feel like this is just like setting the tone or like setting the foundation for like what you're going to bring forward. But number one is that the energy behind this quote unquote energetic plan is that it needs to be easy, simple, not complicated. It basically has to have very little effort. You know what was coming to mind? It's like, let's say I wanted to go balls against the wall with content on TikTok or Instagram or whatever. If it is like a very complicated thing, or if I'm thinking that it has to be super perfect, or the pictures have to be this way, or the visuals have to be this way, like that's a complication. And it doesn't mean that like beauty isn't important, but it might mean that like, since this is so complicated for me to kind of get into it, like this is not a good place for me. Like I should think of another piece of content or another way. Or maybe it's like, I'm found this very simple way of making content, which is like B-roll, like I'm not even talking and I put some text over it and like that seems to really work. It feels like it's something that has to be done easy, that you have like easy access to. For example, my podcast is easy for me because I have it set up in my office, cameras are set up, like everything is set up. It's like super simple for me to like come through, and I, you know, there, we've eliminated any sort of complication in recording the podcast, and like that's what makes me do it more, if that makes sense. So this feels like the reason for the simplicity is also because it's what brings this doubling and this manifestation is this release of effort. Like It's a release of complication. It's this release of like all these hoops that one must jump in order to get to the thing, because like that's what's kept your manifestation far away, are like all these weird hoops or speed bumps that have been placed in front of you between like you and the thing that you want. And like that's why it keeps staying out into the future. So the reason that we're talking about simplicity is like because that's actually what collapses time and brings you closer to what you want. So it's all about like, how close is this to me? Like this is right here, right now. And what's funny is that although you think you've like wanted this thing, the idea of like not having to put effort or to be simple or to bring it closer to me feels like it's a little bit of an identity crisis, because it just looks like sometimes you have been trained to work hard, or like you're proud of being smart, or you're proud of like being intellectual and like doing all these things, when there's also people like doing very well, doing the least, you know? And it's like kind of like that is the vibe. And And that looks like that really rubs up against like how you see yourself or like who you've been trained to be. And that's why this might sound easier said than done, kind of this first one. So little effort, simplicity, something easy that can be done quickly and done with little effort. That's the first message. Message number two, less is more. And this is more about the attractiveness that we were talking about. And this felt to me that when I overgive, I'm more available and therefore I'm not as exclusive. As opposed to when I give less, I'm very attractive. There's almost like a mystery to myself and therefore I bring more people in. So, you know, in business, I feel like over the last few years, marketing has told us to like give all these things away for free, right? It's like make the email, make the this, like all this stuff to the point that like maybe somebody doesn't even have to purchase from you anymore because of like how much you give away for free. And really looking at that, or even if it's like one thing that we changed that made such a big difference for us was we used to do Monday reading on Instagram. Pretty long, like 7 minutes or so. And I don't know why. I think I was just like tired of it. I was like, this is a lot. And like, it's free and I'm kind of over it. And this is just like one piece of content that I'm doing all week. And I decided that we were going to shorten it. So we shortened it to under 3 minutes. And I feel like we shortened it before making a long version of it too. But what's funny is that like once we shortened it, then we said, hey, if you want a longer version of this, we do have it, but it's on Clarity app and Clarity app is $19, you know, a month. And that freaking Monday reading like converts so much. And it's like interesting how like when I was trying to sell Clarity app while doing a 7 minute Monday reading and we started to get more signups like after we made that, you know, 3 minute and then the long version on Clarity app. So it's like almost like by giving less, I got more, if that makes sense. And that's what this message is about. It's about mystery. And I feel like it's less words. So like maybe what you're saying or what you're writing, like maybe you make videos, but it's too wordy. So maybe cutting down some of the things you say. I also saw like less offerings. You're definitely going to be rewarded if you focus on one offer and like you sell that one thing and you talk about that one thing. Like if that is possible in your world, that is definitely going to work. That doesn't mean that we don't have like several offers, but it just seems like the one that is said publicly is just one. And then there might be things like on the back end that are sold, but this like one thing. And yeah, like less content. Like, for example, like maybe no Instagram, but I do email. And this is really about being like sexy and about being unavailable, about being mysterious. So it is less or more, but I also want you to think about like what makes you mysterious, like what makes you attractive. If you feel like you've been good at it when it comes to love or dating, like then use that same thing, but use it in your business. So there's some sort of like a exclusivity that's available here. And it could be as simple as like, you know, what changed in our business too, is like when I started to do readings, but I started to list my openings as a wait list and just like telling people that there was a wait list. And I would say that that wasn't a lie. There was a legitimate wait list because like I wasn't opening my calendar just all the time anymore. But that also, that looks like it's like almost makes people want it even more. So, and one thing we notice is like when we sell something that has like a limited amount of spots, right? Like those always sell better. So there's something about like the mystery, the less putting out, the less giving it all away that is going to double these numbers. Message number three. Now, there is something that is still like a lot of, it makes me feel like there's still... I called it a joyful grind because it feels like there is something that does bring in those people. So maybe, for example, it's like I found this like really simple format that I do on TikTok that just like works and it keeps bringing people in and I show up every day and I do it, or I like live sell every day and I do it. But it feels like so there is some sort of there's something available to you that is going to be it's like very 2020 vibes. It makes me feel like when COVID hit, there were just some people like really popping off, and it was because like just something popped off during that time and they had to do it over and over again. For us, I remember during that time, it was these like group readings that I was doing and I couldn't like stop doing them. Like people kept signing up for them. We had to like keep doing them over and over again. So there's something like that, that like it's a lot. Like it almost feels like, you know, it's work, but it's one thing and I do it over and over again. It could be free. This could be like a free piece of content, or this could be like something that is like low price and paid for, but it feels like it's a ton of fun. So it is a bit of a grind, but it's fun and it feels like it's one thing. Like it's not a complication again. So this makes me feel like if you could just take a moment to be like, really, what are the things that I'm doing that I do not like? And to not be afraid of that, because it could be, for example, I do like this offer, but I hate what it takes to sell it. And what that's telling me is that like, you don't have to sell it in a way that you hate. Like maybe there's another way to sell this. Like maybe there's another way about like going about this. Like it shouldn't come from a place that like you hate. There's a lot of things that I see that are very, that you're like disassociating, you know, from your body. Like you're just like pretending that it's not happening, but you do it anyways in order to get by. This truly should feel fun. Now, fun is very different than lazy, you know, like because like sometimes it feels good to be like comfortable and to be lazy and to just like lay on the couch. And I think we think that that's what we want. But no, this feels like it is work, but it's fun. So I do it and I say it with a ton. Like I just really see a lot of this doubling coming from your sacral. Your sacral is the energy source above your reproductive organs. It's passion, feminine, attractive, like it is there. And it just feels like I am coming from a place of overflow. And in a weird way, I keep doing more because I'm overflowing so much. Actually, a good friend of mine, you guys have heard me talk about Jordan before. She is, you know, known as like the Balance Blonde. She had a podcast for a long time called The Balance Blonde. She now has a Substack, I believe by the same name. And she is just busting out like so many articles and so much writing, but you can tell that it is truly coming from a place of overflow and joy because she was doing a podcast for long and she was like getting very burnt out by that. And she was like, I just can't. And she closed it down to really focus on the Substack. And now that the Substack is quote unquote working for her, she's so grateful and so joyful that she's like, oh my God, like there's you like that? There's even more, you know, like there's more where that came from. And that's really the place that she's coming from. So she's like a really fun one to watch right now because she's coming from this really beautiful sacral place. And that's where this is going to come from. It's like, this is not about like slowing down or working less or pausing what you're doing or picking like the laziest way possible. This feels like, where is my fire? Where's my fuel? Like, and sometimes listen, like in order to find that fire and that fuel, we have to rest. We have to take care of ourselves. We need a break. So if like that is the case for you, then amazing. But like this, there is a fuel, there's a fire too. And there's like something silly that is going to hit. And it feels like it's a way of getting attention. Like it feels like it's like this silly, stupid thing that works and that hits, but that you are having a lot of fun with. So we have to find that and to, I guess, just like believe that that's possible, right? Because again, this big message about manifestation is that like the way you're trying to manifest is way too complicated. Like there's just too many complications. And if you really see that like something silly and something stupid and something that like is random can work for you, then you'll be open to that inspiration coming your way. And it almost looks like because you kind of think like effort, complication, do the 17 things, there is no space for like this silly thing that can actually work and work well, even though it might, you know, take a lot, but it works well, can come your way. And I feel like it has that energy. It's like not very serious. It's not so deep, as the kids say. Message number four, I feel like this is not a typical guidance or piece that I would give, but it was really coming through, which is we need to obsessively look at the number. So whatever number you chose, whether it is like your email number or it's your TikTok number, your YouTube number, like whatever it is, we're really being asked to look at it every day. Like it makes me feel like you're asking about like your bank account doubling, but you're like only looking at your bank account like every 10 days or something. Like this number is like, hey, I don't do much because you're not looking at me. It's almost like I only exist when you look at me, if that makes sense. It's kind of like, is this like really working or happening? It's almost like unless it has your attention, it can't grow. It makes me think about like a child, right? Like if a child is not seen for 10 days, like how much growth can they really have? It's like they're only seen every 10 days. Like, how would this child grow? You know, it's like they really need to be seen and looked at. And this number like wants your attention. Allow it to captivate you. It seems like, I don't want you to look at these numbers obsessively through a place of fear and through this place of like, it's not working. And honestly, like, because this feels like a joyful grind, that was one of the messages. If you're picking, let's say, like Instagram, and it is painful to look at those numbers because it goes up 200 and then it goes down 350, then like that's just like not the place. Like, so don't be afraid that if you're like looking at the number and it's really not working, like pick another number. Like, definitely, but the, like, there's a number that wants to make you proud, is what I'm getting. And it feels like when you look at it, it's going to make you proud. So like to look at it, to have fun with it, to try to figure it out, to wake up in the morning looking at it and seeing like what actually improves that number. But we do have to look at the number. Message number 5, I feel like I'm going to call out many of you in this one. This message is you have to physically be where the action is. I feel like so many of you are probably, it seems like you're trying to grow these numbers or this business hidden in a little cave. Some of it by choice, like just kind of like, this is how I like to do things. But some of it too, it seems like you don't understand the investment of being with people physically. And that might mean like you're not throwing down some money to like go on that trip to hang out with those people that you met in like whatever mastermind, or that you are not like going where the action is, or maybe it's like, I'm an actor, but I stay in Idaho. And it's like, well, no, maybe you have to go to New York. Maybe you have to go to LA. Like maybe you have to go to Miami, like places where people are collaborating. There is such a need to like physically be where the action is and to invest in that. Why this is coming up, especially as we were talking about like doubling and manifesting, is because for some reason, it feels like when you don't do that, you're not really like throwing in all your chips. It's almost like the universe doesn't feel that you're serious about it. Like there's something about you kind of accidentally energetically positioning this as like secondary, or like this would be nice if it would work. There's like a lack of seriousness or like commitment or devotion when you don't do this, if that makes sense. So there's, and you know, physically being where the action is, you'll have to see what that means to you. But it just feels like, where is the place that your business grows the most? That doesn't mean you need to move. Obviously, like I am out in the mountains, but I am regularly traveling to places where I can collaborate, where I see people that are in my industry, whether it's like I'm teaching in person or I'm with my friends who I collaborate with, like I'm going to the podcast physically. And it's an investment because like, Nikki is a diva and doesn't like to stay at cheap places or travel cheap. So it's like, not only like, I always think like if somebody was like actually paying the bill for me to go to these things, they would probably like laugh at the way that I go. It's like, you know, I have to stay at the nice hotels and like fly the right flight and, you know, wear the right clothes and all that kind of stuff. So it's an expensive investment, but it's also like, of course I'm going to put this money down. Like my business will give me 2-3 times like the money that I'm putting down. So there's something about like that risk that is then met by my business, if that makes sense. And it seems like when you don't understand that where you are physically matters, and like, you know, whether you're putting yourself in those positions or not, like matters, it's an energetic thing. And remember, like this episode is all about the energetics of doubling what you already have. And there's just something right now that like, if you are not considering where things are physically, or where you should be physically, or like your physical location, it is definitely holding back your abundance and also your flow. Those are our messages for today. But there's this one bonus message, which is a phrase I'm going to introduce to you, is when you do something, like when you either write, make a content, like make an offer, like whatever it is that you're doing, I want you to get into the habit of feeling that this is enough, because a lot of this doubling is going to come from knowing that line, like, I have given enough, like, this is enough. And it shouldn't even be that this is more than enough. This should just be like, this is enough. Because when you stay in this is enough, that is when this just attractiveness starts to create. And you're going to have to feel that energetically. And what's going to be interesting is that you're going to be less exhausted, you know, like less overgiving, and you're going to have more of yourself. So learning to say, and this is enough. All right. Okay, friends, this was enough. Sending you a ton of love. I'll see you in the next episode. Don't forget to subscribe, to share this with a friend. And if you'd like to go deeper into the work, please join us in the Clarity app. Sending you much love always. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. If you're called to it, please leave me a review, subscribe, and share it with a friend. That is the best way to show your gratitude for this show. And if you want to go deeper with me, check out my app, Clarity. Until next time, much love always.